I'm Alex Gagel from the Washington County FFA chapter in Washington, Kansas. I'm the star in agricultural placement.
That has a nice sound to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, tell me, Alex, what was the feeling, first of all, knowing that you were a finalist here at this national convention and then being on stage at Lucas Oil and hearing your name as the star?
Well, it's a great pat on the back for all the finalists for a job well done. And being selected had to be a hard process because I got to spend the week with those other finalists, and they all had really good programs. I don't know how they made the decision, but it had to be a tough one.
Well, tell me about the area that got you where you're at.
I started out working in the swine industry, and that kind of migrated towards working for another hog farm. And then due to retirement of one of the owners of the hog farm, I went to work for a beef feedlot. And then on my with going to college at Kansas State University, I had to find an occupation there to support myself. Got a job at the Kansas State Swine Teaching and Research Unit there, and was also able to live out there to kind of help offset college costs. And this last summer I did an internship with Soother Feeds, very fortunate to do that and get a little experience in the real world. And I've just been really fortunate to be given those opportunities to work for those people.
Tell me about the role that FFA has played through all of this.
FFA, it's built my career up to this point. And from here out, I know that it's still going to be a big part of me, and I can't wait to excel in my career and give back to it.
Are there some folks along the way that have kind of been there all along to give you that support from your chapter side of things to the home front?
Yeah, John Kern, our advisor at Washington County High School, he has done a phenomenal job. He actually had two of the candidates, myself and Tyler Rose, as stars candidates this year, as well as many teams down here competing in some proficiency award areas. So I think obviously he does a great job, and we're awful lucky to have him at Washington County. I can't. He speaks volumes for all of our FFA program.
So what's it going to mean to your home chapter when you get back there, being named a star over America?
I just hope it gives them a driving force to go after it and, you know, excel in what they do. Don't ever expect nothing less than doing the best that you can.
Didn't give you a chance to talk about that support from home.
Yeah, my parents, they've been great, as well as my family. We have a family farm, so obviously I've been away with going to college and working at other places, and they deal with me doing that and pick up my slack on that end of things. So awful fortunate to be around those types of people, and as well as the employers I had around home and with Soother Feeds. Been awful fortunate to be a part of that.
So Alex, after you're through with college, what's your career plans look like?
Previously I had thought about considering the idea of doing a master's degree. I'm still kind of kicking around the idea and interviewing with different companies to see what I want to do. At this point in my life, I want to make the right decision, but there's a lot of opportunities. So,
well, you are certainly well on your way. Let me congratulate you again on the honor here at this 84th National FFA Convention.
Thank you very much.